Jeff, for sharing so wonderfully from your hearts today. You know, before there was Entergy, there was Edison. And then before Edison, there was Ben Franklin and his key on a kite. We see the influence of forefathers of the next generation in the Bible as well. Abraham, Joshua, Moses. The line goes on. You and I stand on someone else's shoulders. And so today, I want us to take us to a passage of Scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3 through 12, where Samuel is led to tell Israel to set a memorial stone in a very specific place where God met them and gave them deliverance and rescue. And so I want us to look at this passage of Scripture, but before we just launch back into a chapter in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that you may not have read in a long time, just remember where we are, the setting of this period of time. Before the kings, Israel was given judges. And now these were not the leaders. Moses and Joshua were the leaders. But at times, specific times, God gave them a judge to deliver them in their time of need. And the last judge was Samuel. And in chapter 4 of 1 Samuel, the Philistines, the arch enemy of the Israelis, had raided and taken the precious Ark of the Covenant. At this time, the Ark was in a city called, we pronounce it Shiloh. In Israel, they pronounce it Shiloh. You know, when you put the emphasis on a different syllable, it makes the word sound funny. And they kept calling this place, we're going to go to Shiloh tomorrow. Shiloh. I'm like, I have never heard of Shiloh in the Bible. It's Shiloh. But that's where the tabernacle and the Ark was. They took it. Then chapter 5, you'll recall, God teaches the lesson to the Philistines. Touch now God's anointed. Don't touch it, you know. He led them to give that thing up quick. But it didn't make it all the way back to Shiloh. It stopped in a particular city, and it had stayed there for 20 years. And then Samuel, in chapter 7, is calling Israel back to remembrance and repentance. Because in those 20 years, they had ventured away in idolatry. They had lost their way. They had forgotten the presence and power of God, out of sight, out of mind. And they had filled their life with everything else but the things of God. And the last judge became a prophet and said, thus saith the Lord. We pick up the story, chapter 7 of 1 Samuel, verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroths from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtaroths and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So they gathered together at Mizpah, drew water and poured it out before the Lord, and they fasted that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. Now, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. So the children of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Now as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against the Lord, against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, so confused them that they were overcome by Israel. And when the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as Beth Kar, then Samuel took a stone. And here is our verse for the day. Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin, and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far in this place the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Then the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron to Gath, and Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines. Also, there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Today, I want us to look at three questions. I remember sitting in that church, Friendship Church in Grenada, as at Brother Bob's Celebration of Life service, and hearing Jeff and Scott and Dr. Bob's lifelong personal physician and our dear friend Dr. John Daniels speak about Brother Bob, how he loved them and they loved him, and how he came to them in a specific time in their life and helped them. And then I began this in that service to think of all the people that God has put in my life, all the men and women that have gone before, that in particular times in my life, I needed a friend and I needed some wisdom. I needed somebody who had not only been there, but had walked with God and could show me the way. I could list them today, or at least start, and you've got your list. And we could not list all the people today. So I've told myself today I'm not going to try. I'm not going to mention any other name in this sermon. Brother Bob will be the example of all the people that touched your life, that today you remember. They were soldiers in the army of Christ for you. And they made a sacrifice of their time and their heart and poured into your life. And today we remember them. Those people, it's on their shoulders that we stand. Whose shoulders are you standing on today? Ebenezer for us today is just a metaphor, as it was a symbol in that day. There in Mizpah, God delivered Israel, and they repented and they lived for Him. It was a turning point in their life, and God uses people like coaches and parents and grandparents and RAs and GA leaders and music directors and student pastors and teachers, and the list goes on and on in our life. Our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, people, Jesus with skin on, to say, let's talk about it. Are you ready to hear what Jesus did in my life and how He can help you? You see, our memories of these people are the Ebenezer stones. It takes us to a place and a person and a period that says, God used them and met me there and help me. That's all the word Ebenezer means, is just two Hebrew words, Eben, stone, Ezer, help. A memorial stone when God helped you and He uses people. We don't get here on our own. Somebody helped us. Now, the next thing I want to ask you is this. Why do you think they allow us to stand on their shoulders? Why do they give us this time and they cry with us and they're willing to hurt with us and they're willing to be patient and help you when you're ready to be helped? They don't leave you in your time of trouble. Terry and I have a little signal. Every wife has a little signal. And sometimes I lose my focus. And she knows there are certain things. I got little red buttons, and old devil knows where they are, and sometimes he pushes them. That's what I say to myself, but truly I allow them to be pushed. I get aggravated at something, and sometimes I'm not always in the right place to share my aggravation. I'm in public. And my wife has a signal. It's not very hard, but I see it. Sometimes it's a look. You know, I get that signal. You see, God uses people to help me. Why did they do that? Well, it's not just because they want to impact that moment. They're trying to help us be more like the person God created us to be. You see, they see in us what Jesus sees in us. And they want us to see that person. You see, we stand on shoulders so they can help us lift and get a little closer to Jesus. That's what it's all about, folks. And those people are Ebenezers in our life. They're Ebenezers in our life. We never forget them. But I got one last question today. You didn't think I could land the plane on time, did you? That's not normally the case, Brother Scott. But there's a big old dinner back there in the gym, and we all know it. But today I really wanted God to speak the message. I don't think it's by... I had no idea, really. I knew in general, because I had heard what he shared. But God put a word on Brother Scott's heart. And then by God's sovereignty and grace, God had Brother Jeff to come and put the same word. Don't you think God has a word for you today of deliverance? Don't you think this passage out of 1 Samuel that God put on my heart, a very simple passage that we probably haven't read in years, a unique passage of deliverance because you said, God, I'm ready to come back. Help me. All I can do is cry out, would you help me? He will. But here's the question, the last question. Who will stand on your shoulders? Who will remember you the way these men remembered Brother Bob? Who will look back and say, I didn't get here on my own. Let me tell you about some of the shoulders I stand on. Would you pray with me? Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, somebody needs Jesus today. If they'll cry out to you and say, God, I can't take this anymore. I can't handle it on my own. I come to you. I confess my sin, and I turn from it. I turn from the way I used to think about you, and I turn to the way I used to think about me. And oh, Jesus, I claim your death, burial, and resurrection as my only hope. I know you're alive, and I need you to be my Savior and my Lord. I will follow you. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is today your day? And somebody here today may need a church home, and God's calling you here. Somebody here has yet to follow the Lord in believers' baptism. You've been a Christian, but you've not followed Him in believers' baptism, that step of obedience, and you've just kind of been struggling, but you know Lord's calling you to do that. And we would gladly receive you. But I'm telling you today, I believe, Lord, you're calling us to make this stage for somebody or someone. And Lord, may we never have to come to this stage by ourselves. May a brother or sister join us, maybe not even knowing what's on our heart, but just to simply be present, place a hand on the shoulder and say, let it go. Let it go. I'll pray with you. And leave it here and receive the love and power of God. Let God have His way in your life today. And Lord, move on us, whether our decisions are private or public today. May we not leave here the way we came. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you please stand? Let's sing from our hearts.